I'm here with Dara Royal. She is one of six candidates running for three open seats for Town Council for Oak Island. Thanks for being here, Dara.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. What made you decide to run for Town Council?
I believe there's a real need to change focus to providing reliable basic services to our residents and second homeowners. Many things have been neglected or delayed, and I'd like to see us get back on track with things like repairing our streets, with our stormwater drainage, with collecting yard debris, rebuilding the rec center, and our whole system of preparing, evacuating, reentry, and recovering from hurricanes.
And just a little bit about yourself, you know, I read that Oak Island has been a part of your life since you were 2 years old.
That's right.
How has that influenced your perspective on the town and your vision for it as well?
I've seen so many changes and sort of seen the town as it's built out and grown, infrastructure put in place, and how that process has evolved over time. One of the things that I'd like to change in terms of our approach, many times, and that can be, you know, budgetary restraints, but we have, you know, the resources and the revenues now to not do things piecemeal or just reacting. We can be proactive. We need the last capital improvement plan that was done is 5 years old. It was woefully inadequate, but it's been largely ignored. We need a comprehensive 10-year capital improvement plan that addresses the schedule for things like the street maintenance, for the stormwater drainage, for rebuilding the rec center, for providing yard debris collection, but for maintaining all of our facilities. We have a lot of amenities throughout the town besides just, you know, our buildings. And we need to plan ahead and schedule and keep up with, provide resources in each year's budget to keep up with that maintenance, so we're not in a reactive mode, we're in a proactive mode, and provide better services to our residents, which will improve our quality of life and sustain it for the long term.
Yeah, and you've been on town council before, correct?
I have.
All right, so you ran, I think it was from 2003 to 2013?
That's correct.
What made you decide to step down?
I was exhausted, and I've felt like I just needed to step back and let others work to try and move things forward. Having taken a 6-year sabbatical, if you will, has given me the opportunity to rest, to think about what and how we've done things in the past, and to get some perspective and focus on those basic services that are fundamental and foundational to how our town functions and how people live. And so I am passionate about coming back and providing leadership and direction, using my knowledge and experience and sharing that with others to move us forward in those directions. We have an excellent town staff. We've got a good town manager. We've had some good hires in our department heads, and our other employees supportive. They're dedicated and hardworking, and I feel like they're ready to move forward as well. But you need a council with that vision and provide that direction, clear direction, and give them the tools and the resources they need to move forward with those projects.
During your time on town council, what are some of the highlights that you feel you accomplished in that period?
Well, early on, there were certainly some challenges. We had in 99 had consolidated the two towns of Long Beach and Yaupon Beach, and not very long after I was on council, there was a real challenge to that. We actually considered getting a divorce, if you will. But we met those challenges, stayed together, and I think we are a stronger community for it. Of course, that also there were also some critical decisions made even before I came on council and during that first couple of years that really set things in place for extending the sewer service throughout the entire town. We bought the pier, and I'm delighted with what the current administration has done in rebuilding the pier after it was damaged with Hurricane Matthew. We built a new town hall, a new police station. You know, we waited until those buildings, the police station itself was actually condemned, and built two new fire stations, which are still serving us today and will serve us for many years to come. I don't want us to get in the position with the recreation center that we got in with those buildings having to have it condemned before we do something about it. That was certainly something that was considered at the time, but I think the proposals, which included a pool and a gymnasium and just some, I think it was just overblown. And we need to get back to basics on some things like that. I think we can rebuild the rec center on the site that we have that will serve the same functions. It will still have, you know, the weight room, aerobics room, cardiovascular exercise, some meeting rooms, office, adequate storage space, and bathrooms and showers. But we can expand those facilities on the site that we have and still do it in a way that preserves our existing tree canopy. So we can set an example for preserving that tree canopy that so many people feel like we're losing, and we want to keep that and continue to be known as Oak Island.
Yeah. What are your thoughts in terms of funding for some of these ideas you have?
Well, the rec center, for example. Now, it will take, I think, probably a couple of years to do the proper planning. We'll have to make some repairs to what we have to keep it open while we have the time to do the proper planning and get the plans and specs and bids and contracting done to start and plan for what happens, where do we move those facilities, and how do we do that while we're in the building process. But I believe there's money in fund balance, and also we've created 501c3 for Parks and Rec. An organization like that can go after grants or even private donations. I'm sure there are people out there who would be willing to donate privately through the foundation when they can be assured that that money will actually go towards building the rec center and that we can do all of that without raising taxes and without borrowing money.
All right. And we've talked a little bit about, you know, the changes you want to see moving forward and, you know, some things you haven't liked in the past couple years. Are there any things you can think of that you've really liked that this past council's been doing?
Well, and like I said, the pier is a prime example, rebuilding the pier. I think there's been a focus on some initiatives that are more designed to attract more tourists or oceanfront development at the expense of providing those basic services for our residents and second homeowners. Some of our public works department, not this council, but the one in between this council and the council when I left, our public works department was largely gutted. It's taken some time to try to rebuild that, and there have been some steps in that direction. But I think further delays on that process will just make those items like repairing the streets and maintaining our stormwater drainage more expensive in the long run, as we need to stop the deterioration and start going in a positive direction.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, Oak Island is a coastal area, and coastal areas tend to be more vulnerable to climate change. So have you thought at all about what you would do to prepare for rising sea levels, you know, further erosion?
That's an interesting question, particularly for me, because in addition to serving on serving town council from 2003 to 2013, I was also a coastal cities representative to the North Carolina Coastal Resources Commission and the Coastal Resources Advisory Council, and I actually chaired that group from 2008 to 2010. During that service, the state studied sea level rise and talked about how to deal with that and what the future might be. And I know when I first came on that council, Courtney Hackney was the chair of the CRC. That's all the CAMA rules and that kind of oceanfront development and the environmental on the backside as well in the marshes and waters. Of course, that covers the whole 20 coastal counties. I know that the beach nourishment projects now try to incorporate some factor to account for sea level rise. But one of the things that wasn't talked about very much, but one of the things that was on my mind is we were putting in extending sewer to the remainder of the island, was that that was in some ways for us particularly a response to sea level rise, because we had septic tanks, water tables rise, and I think that has extended the life of living on Oak Island and the quality of life that we'll have on Oak Island for years to come, because we and put in a system that's not, the vacuum system won't be as vulnerable to leaks like a traditional gravity system is. And so that, you know, that improves water quality, but it also sustains livability in the face of issues like sea level rise.
Yeah. When you envision the town in 5 to 10 years, you know, mm-hmm. what would you like to see?
I'd like to see trees.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a new rec center. I'd like to see our streets repaired, stormwater drains cleared and functioning. I'd like to not see to see yard debris collected more often than once every 2 months is what we're down to now. So I'd like to see a clean, healthy, vibrant town where people can do truly enjoy living day to day. I've always thought of Oak Island as a community that happens to have a beach. And I think we can continue to be that community rather than try and transform ourselves into more of a resort. That's not to say that we will ignore the beach. I think there are going to be opportunities with the navigation projects that the Corps is looking at now. We've had some, and the best beach maintenance we've had have been from the sand management plan, from the dredging that the Corps does with the Wilmington Harbor project. But there's still more beach out there than there was in 1984. I can go to the remnants of wooden bulkheads that were banned in 1984 that are still there. And there's a lot of beach out in front of that. Our profile from the projects that we did in 2001 and 2002, which put 4 million cubic yards of sand out there, are still serving us well today. But we are limited in the sand resources that are available in the quantities. You know, there have been a lot of talk about FEMA engineered beach in the last few years, And I'm not sure that the sand is there to sustain a project of that volume over 25 years. But the initial costs that have been talked about are $40 million, with a $20 million project to follow every 6 years. I think that any financing plan for that should have a voter referendum to approve it. We've had a sand tax the last couple of years. It was more than doubled this year. And I'd like to see us eliminate that sand tax and focus on maintenance projects that we can do, again, without raising taxes, by accumulating accommodations tax, perhaps some modest assessments on oceanfront and in the beach area, and then work with the state as they develop funding sources for their coastal storm damage mitigation fund to provide matching funds for that and try to maintain what we have and sustain that for as long as it's economically viable, but not to do that at the expense of letting everything else go. We need to get caught up and keep up and maintain what we have.
All right. Is there anything else you wanted to comment on that we didn't get a chance to talk about?
I want people to understand when they don't see my signs out that I'm not doing signs. That was a choice I made early on, and I'm not taking campaign contributions. I do have a website. It's starfish216blog.wordpress.com. I've published a lot of information on there about these issues that we've talked about today and more. I'm also publishing all my answers and responses to the various questionnaires that all the candidates get. And there's a space there, place there for voters to contact me on questions and concerns that they have. I'm asking to consider my platform and asking for your vote on November 5th.
All right. Well, I've been speaking with Dara Royal. She is one of six candidates running for three open seats for Oak Island Town Council. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dara.
Thank you so much again for having me.
Of course.